T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. We knew who the Steelers were going to play. We just didn't know the order until... Oh, let's be honest. We knew most of it before 8 o'clock last night. We knew the home opener because I had a mole tell me that they were going to play the Raiders in week 2. And then I had the Browns game in week 16, Monday Night Football. And that mole said, if you report that before 8 o'clock, expect to hear from the NFL.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't even know. Hear from the NFL. Who is the NFL in this case? Goodell's going to personally call me and say, hey, Andrew, you're banned?
When the schedule comes out like that, and it's something that Roger doesn't really have to talk about, it's just become like there's a SportsCenter special. Does he get drunk on schedule release night? Like, if Goodell had told you if he was the one who reached out, is he going to be slurring his words?
I bet he opened up a very nice bottle of wine, because think about it. It's a freaking schedule, and yet there were millions of people that were interested in it and watching it. I mean, that's just such a win for the NFL.
Oh, nice bottle of wine. He's in that goofy easy chair recliner or whatever.
With the M&Ms.
Yeah. He's in there.
In his fake man cave that he tried to make it look like an everyman.
What does the real man cave look like, you think?
There's a wine cellar in there for sure.
They just like hastily covered up with like chintzy looking
There's beluga
pictures.
Caviar on the bar.
Instead of doing the whole make it look nice on the front to hide the bad stuff, it was make it look dingy to hide the nice stuff.
Correct. That he was just like us. Normal normal Joe.
Average Raj.
Bruce Gradkowski back with us. Bruce, do you have a man cave at your new Toledo mansion?
Yeah, I got a man cave downstairs. I actually, look, I think I have to live in the basement. I think my wife kicks me down here. I got an office set up in the basement, a man cave, 80-inch, big screen TV.
Congratulations on your successes.
If you'd ever come visit, though, we could hang out, talk ball in the basement.
Is that an invitation?
Yeah.
Well, you do have to come to Toledo, though. That's the thing.
Pole burn.
On the banks of the Maumee River.
Yeah, sell us on Toledo, Bruce. Give us the Department of Tourism pitch for Toledo.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Toledo, to me, I'm a young kid coming out of Seton LaSalle High School. Mm-hmm. Toledo was my only Division I offer.
With hair.
I got to Toledo with hair, and I was a little stud, gelling my hair every day. And
Paul Mitchell.
Earned the quarterback job, was a 3-year starter. And, the community of Toledo was always good to me. It was a great place. I met my wife there. And look, guys, the wife calls the shots, right? Her family lives about an hour from Toledo. Mm-hmm. And we always would. Here's what happened is in 2011, we got married.
Yep.
And at that time, I'm leaving the Raiders. I'm a free agent. It's the lockout. So I'm unsure where I'm going to sign. And I'm like, I'm not going to get married and not have a home base, and we're just living out in California, and I have a restaurant starting in Toledo. So we bought a home in Toledo, and it's a nice area, and it's perfect because it's close to Pittsburgh. It's an easy drive, like a little over 3 hours. My family could come see us. We go back there a lot. So it's almost like, Pittsburgh's where I'm born and raised, it's a special place in my heart, in Toledo. It's when I got the opportunity to really play football.
But you didn't want to do like West Manila Ave and Greentree? You didn't want to set up roots there, like Poplar Street or something like that, Bruce?
I mean, I would love to. I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm always – I say this all the time. I don't know where God's going to lead me next, but I'm always open and I'm
maybe
not
it's a tight end gig with the way you're talking. Maybe you'll get a tight end tryout, Bruce.
You know, hey, you never know. I told Danny Smith, you know, the Steelers special teams coordinator, I can long snap, man. So I'll come back as a long snap.
So how does that conversation go, Bruce? You tell him that, and then his response is, and he's just got a humongous wad of Bazooka Joe in, and he doesn't even say anything back? Like, how's that? How's his response sound?
Hey, he would give me some reps at long snapper. I took some reps as a super-duper backup. I was probably like fifth, sixth string on the depth chart. But, hey, you never know, because when you dress guys during a game, you don't know what's going to happen. But I could get in there and snap a few.
Does a long snapper get more respect than, like, your garden variety specialist, kicker or punter? I know that they are, too, but are they considered more, like...
More football
players.
Yeah,
football players. I know, like, Justin Tucker, I'm sure the Ravens all respect him because he's unbelievable. But is a long snapper seen by the rest of the team as a more legit football player?
Maybe a little bit, but you really, look, you don't acknowledge those guys until something happens, right? So I'm just saying, like, you respect them, and you don't really know if they're, you know, good or bad or what until something happens, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, that was a bad snap. Mm-hmm. And I just remember in Oakland and, you know, some of the guys I was with, you know, it's just, you have so much respect because they do their job, they execute, and they don't say nothing. They just do their job. And
in Jankowski's case, he comes in hungover and he reeks of cigarettes and cologne, but yes.
And then he nails like 65 yarders, but he also missed a 22 yarder against Arizona that we could have won with 1 second left on the clock and ended up losing. And
clearly
so.
You put that one behind you quickly.
Oh, mercy.
Anyway.
Although, you know what, Bruce? Let's call it like it is, because the Steelers have had problems with this position, and you take it for granted when you have a good one. Leckler's about as good of a punter as I've ever seen. Would you agree with that? That guy was un-freaking believable. Shane Leckler.
He was awesome. He was awesome. And he was a total pro, like, great locker room guy. Just a cool dude to hang with.
Wasn't he a great athlete overall? Like, I know it's, he's a punter, but wasn't he, like, a legitimately good athlete at almost everything?
I mean, he could throw the football. Like, he had a good arm. I don't know if, like, I mean, he had a punter's body. You know, I'm not going to say he's like, you know. But Shane's the best, man. He had a great career.
Bruce, what kind of record are you looking at for the Steelers? It's the toughest schedule by last year's win-loss record. 17 games. What do you think, 15-2?
Nah. I haven't gone through it to, like, say, hey, this is a win, this is a loss.
Well, you want to do that with us right now?
Yeah, sure, why not? You guys.
Oh, that's a ringing endorsement right there. He sounds like there's nothing in the world he'd rather do.
why not?
I think we did this last year.
We got to keep the tradition going, right? You got family listening right now. They want to hear this.
I got a yellow legal pad, okay? Your dad, if he's listening, might have just dropped a few fresh cubes into the wine.
Yep.
He's ready to hear. His right. baby boy.
Probably. I'll do a game, and then Mueller will do a game. So I'll say the first game, and then Chris will rotate. Okay, Bruce? And you just go win-loss.
Alrighty.
You don't have to give us all the details. All right. At Buffalo.
Loss.
Home to the Raiders.
They're gonna win that one. I have some concerns about, I think, that offense. And Derek Carr plays pretty good, but
okay.
That defense isn't very good, though. I have the same concerns about the offense. That defense is kind of stank.
All right. Cincinnati at home.
Win.
Okay. 2-1.
You've got, hold on there, Green Bay
on
at Lambeau.
I know. And then it's like, what's Aaron Rodgers doing at this point?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a loss here.
Okay.
I think, you know, when I was with the Steelers, we went into Green Bay and won.
Yeah, but Matt Flynn was the quarterback that day.
Yeah, exactly. I just think I like Green Bay's offense, you mm-hmm. know, with what Matt LaFleur does. So I'm going to take Green Bay that game.
Denver at home.
Win.
Okay.
Seahawks at home.
Win. I think Russell Wilson struggles. I think the Steelers give him some confusing looks. T.J. Watt gets after him. I think it's a long night for Russell Wilson.
You got him at 4-2 so far.
Bye week.
Ben goes to Georgia and plays golf for 4 days. At Cleveland.
Ice cubes in the wine. Big brew.
At Cleveland. Halloween afternoon, 1 o'clock.
win.
Oh. Making some friends here, Brucey boy.
Say 5-2 heading into a Monday night football showdown with a guy I wish they could have picked in the first round, Justin Fields and Bears.
Yeah, no, this is a win. If Fields is playing, they'll confuse him with looks. I think, you know, that front gets after him.
Okay.
That Chicago defense is tough, though, but I think the Steelers get this one.
Detroit at home.
When?
7-2.
Chargers on the road.
This is a tough one, and I want to – I go back and forth on this, but
okay.
I'm going to say win because I don't trust Herbert yet. Okay. I don't fully trust Herbert.
You do trust so Ben, however.
Trusting Ben.
Got him on a 6-game winning streak right now, Bruce. How about at the Bengals?
Win.
Holy schmoly.
I almost said the other word after holy. All right. Week 13, playing host to the Ravens.
I'm going to say win here.
Oh, my God, dude. Bruce, you have them on, what is this now, an 8-game winning streak?
Yep, they're red hot.
They're the talk of the NFL right now.
Thursday night at Minnesota, the Vikings and Kirk Cousins, your boy.
I'm going to say this is a loss.
Okay.
I'll have you know, Bruce, I did the number crunching here. Kirk Cousins in his career, 8-16 in primetime.
Okay. Bruce has got him losing it.
Week 15, home against the Flaming Thumbtacks, Tennessee.
I'm going to say I'm going to say they bounce back with a win.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. How about at Kansas City in week this would be week 16.
Yeah, they lose here.
Okay.
And versus the Browns in prime time
Monday
week
nighter.
17.
At
home.
I think this is a win.
Okay, and then at Baltimore to wrap up the season.
I think this is a loss.
Okay.
12-5.
12-5 for Bruce. Woo-wee, that might win the division there, Bruce. That might be coach of the year material for Tomlin, and that's probably at least a 4-year extension for Ben, if that happens. 12-5. Let's go.
Even Pompeiani last night on the sports call with me, Bruce, he had a hard time squinting and looking at any team in the division winning 12 games, even the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough schedule. I mean, you know, their last four games are tough. They got nine games against teams that won 11 or more games in 2020. I think, you know, the Steelers always are just Big Ben. I mean, Big Ben shows up on primetime. They got a lot of primetime games. I feel like he shows up in those moments. I think this team, the defense, steps up against good quarterback play. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, the big games, you know, it's like it's tough to start out at Buffalo, right? But I'd rather go to Buffalo that time of the year than late in the year. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, I don't feel like start off the fastest early on in the season. But they have to find a way to try to start fast this year.
So you got them 2-2 in the first four games, and you got them 2-3 in their last five, and you've got them winning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got them getting red hot, Bruce.
Yeah.
Could you see that? Apparently you can. You could see them getting red hot.
They did it last year, right?
I mean, 11 in a row, yep.
So – I mean, they could do it for sure, you know, and I think this is going to be a big year. I can't wait to see what this offense looks like. I think a lot of guys are interested to see how it plays out and what they do. But I think defensively they're tough, man. You got TJ Watt. You got guys that, you know, I think we could think of guys specifically, but I think just culture-wise and communication-wise, that defense has been doing well that way, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what I rely on.
All right, so I want you, because you were on NFL radio today and, you know, huge listeners and all that business, I want you to give us, after looking at the schedules, give us an AFC team that you think is going to have a better record than people think, and give us an AFC team that people are talking about as a Super Bowl contender that you think will actually have a worse record than people think.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to say... the AFC team that has a better record than people think. Mm-hmm. Man, I'll tell you what, when I look at this, the Patriots got a tough one, right? They're week 14 bye. They're going to play three teams coming off their byes.
So you say worse for them?
Yeah, worse for them.
Okay.
You know, they have a tough schedule. I look at the Colts, like, we're going to see, did this trade with Carson Wentz really play out? Because the Colts have a tough schedule. You look at three road games in a row at one point, week 14 bye as well. So that's going to be one that, you know, I like Frank Wright. I like what he does. Bob Ventrone, special teams coordinator. But that's going to be tough, you know. So I think the Colts, in a sense, it's like, are they going to have – I think they're a good football team, but will they be as good as maybe they should be?
So we're crossing them off the list too. So then who's going to be the team that surprises then?
I think the Jaguars do. I think the Jaguars.
Tebow catching touchdown passes?
Oh, stop it.
I think the Jags, like, with – you know, I think Urban Meyer is going to do a good job. I like – Daryl Bevel with that offense and Trevor Lawrence fitting into that kind of system. So I think they've done some good things. So I want to say, like, the surprise team might be the Jags. Now, I'm not saying the Jags are making the playoffs, but it's like they're competitive. They're not bad.
So they're over under in Vegas right now is 6.5 wins. You think they'll do more than that? So 7-10, 8-9, something like that. You think that's doable?
I could. Wow, that's tough. I could see him at 6 wins. So, yeah, I could see him at 7.
Okay.
Maybe finding a way. The team I think won't play as well with all the hype from last year is the Chargers. I think they've made some great moves this offseason, but there's some about it that I don't know.
You're not into Herbert. Interesting.
I'm not buying it right now.
Oof, I can tell, Bruce. You called that an L for the Chargers.
I'll tell you what, on the other side, though, I bet Atlanta has a nice little I'm just saying a nice little rebound from last year. I think the Niners for sure rebound. I think the Niners, out of all the NFC teams, are one that really kind of explode back on the scene this year.
Well, their over-under is 10.5, so the odds makers agree with you. They think they're going to be really good. With Mr. Glass, Jimmy Garoppolo.
It sounds like you seem to like these veteran quarterbacks. You got big things planned for Ben. You think Matty Ice is going to have a renaissance with Kyle Pitts.
And he hates the young guys in Herbert, Chris.
I know.
He's not buying the young guys.
Very
but then again, he
here.
Likes Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, so he's a very complicated man, Bruce Gretkowski.
I read that as more of an Urban Meyer thing than a Trevor Lawrence thing.
All right.
Hey, I'm like a fine wine, you know, better with age.
You really think that? That's not what my wife says about me. By the way, I lost my wedding band, Bruce.
Oh, what did she say? Good thing you weren't like in Vegas recently and came back and said that.
No, I was helping her. You know, she's the guy. She wears the pants in the family, so she had this idea to put like mirrors up and stuff and do all kinds of work on the house yesterday. So I took my wedding band off to help her. No, there's no work going on there, unfortunately. All right, Bruce. We'll end on that note.
Bye, Bruce.
12-5 Steelers.
Bye,
here
guys.
We go.
Have a good week.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,